shouts of space.
And we're back. Yeah, it's about time to find your own personal Jesus, whatever you want it to be. Because this could be a crazy year. Everything's going down. Every corner of the earth, I'm watching all these, just the horrors of the dark side of humanity. Is just, it's overtaking the light, folks. Anybody want to challenge me on that? I mean, most people don't spend the time like watching some of the programs that I do, like the real ones, you know, homicide investigations and all these things that, tell you what, there's a few of those homicide teams that are like really humanitarian professionals, mainly in Tulsa and Dallas. So shout out to those police departments that don't just shoot people. You know, they try to stop it before it happens, and they're pretty good at it. I don't know. You ever watch that? Like First 48, any of those investigations?
My wife likes those. And then we watch a lot of the Netflix, and we've watched like the Zodiac Killer recently, and, you know, a lot of those sort of tone shows.
How about the serial killers when the all five that were operating at the same time, Dahmer and, oh, I mean, it's horrible to watch.
Evil in this world.
Yep. But the scary part is it's on a level now that it, you know, I mean, they're pulling over truck drivers and there's dismembered bodies in the backs of the truck. And I mean, just one on this one, but it's like, you saw all the headlines after Christmas, all the people shooting their families and just horrible stuff going on out there. This is stuff, end of the world kind of stuff for me. I'm like, it's just,
well, here's the good news, Mike. If there is good news in the evil of this world.
What, marijuana's legal in Wisconsin? Woohoo!
Well, not exactly.
I'll keep doing black market. Thank you, Republicans.
The good news is that the DNA, the investigatory tools have so far advanced, and now Big Brother's watching all the time, man. There's a camera on every flagpole. It is so much harder to commit a capital crime and get away with it.
Which really sucks because it kind of ruins my plans of, you know, serial killing at anywhere. Yeah. I guess I'd start with Cheerios or All Brand, something like that.
Fortunately, I know that that is your unique sense of humor.
Dude, I don't kill. Look, I did. I think I offed a spider this week. It just, you know, went right up with the vacuum cleaner. I wasn't messing around. Usually the cats get them. I mean, my littlest one, she just, man, 6 feet up on the wall. Wham. That thing's gone. It's so cool to watch her. It's just watching the spider. You can't even see some of the things they see. Like when there's a gnat flying around and they're going like this and you're like, I don't see it. And then, oh, there it is. Oh, now it's gone. Good kitty. Good kitty. Speaking of kitties, man, Pope Francis, man, he's going to eat your puppy.
Well, I don't think that's precisely what the Pope said, but he wants us to procreate, not, you know, not have pet children.
We don't even take care of the children across this planet that are starving every day. I don't think we need more starving children, right? I don't think that the population is like, we have any real problem of procreation at this point. There's just too much going on, right?
And it's, college try.
Well, my son has a large family and I'm glad that he does, but it's not like, you know, everybody needs to bring children into this world. And oh my God, if you can't love a puppy, how are you going to be able to adopt a child or anything else down the road?
And I got to say, in the whole scheme of life, vasectomy is like a 30-minute procedure, maybe.
Well, I know we have a lot of children out there that aren't being taken care of. I know that a lot of the people put blame on parents that probably shouldn't have been parents in the first place, but because of the lack of access to anything. And I go there all the time. I don't know why anybody else wants to fight me on it. It's pretty obvious. I've had anything I've ever needed, or I had an opportunity to do whatever I wanted in life. Let's say it. No, nobody ever said, no, Mike, you know, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to do that. We don't want you to even try. I've never had that happen to me in my life. And on the other hand, I know, you know, far too many people, friends, family, that have never had opportunity like that just because they weren't white, man. Just because they weren't white. So speaking of white, okay, so I got people already getting, you know, giving me crap on Facebook because I put up that post that Aaron Rodgers says that, you know, unless they change the protocol for football games, you know, that if they get to the Super Bowl, he may boycott it.
You got T-boned. I call that being T-boned.
Whatever. I put it up anyway because the guy is a total clown. He's a drama queen, man.
You got chances are, though.
Chances are, if we really, I mean, this was leaked by what, Boomer Esiason? Because he doesn't know anything about what's going on inside the NFL, right? I mean, it wasn't a fake Boomer Esiason, was it?
I'm not clear.
No.
You broke the news to me. And,
okay, it's another one of those where they get you to try and read the story.
Clickbait.
And sign up, yes. But, I mean, really? Where did they come up with that idea? Do you think it's not within Aaron Rodgers to think that he's that big, since he still will not get vaccinated, right?
That he would skip the Super Bowl.
Maybe we won't have to worry about it. Maybe he'll test positive. But he's mad because they're testing people that aren't even symptomatic. Well, dude, that's how you stop the spread of it. You know, just like your ignorance. The best way to stop that is for you to stop going on shows and talking about stuff you don't know about. You're really good on the football field. But Focus on that.
Why'd you bring this up, though, Mike? Because that's not the real story.
He's a knob. He's a total knob. I don't know why people put all these athletes that are superb at what they're doing in some kind of... It's just like the movie. That's why I said don't look up. Don't look down, MFers, because we know where it's coming from. Anybody that's like famous or wealthy or whatever, you people that I'm talking about, just follow these guys like they're kings and royalty and stuff. I look at them with, actually, you know, I kind of pity a lot of this for them. It's like, really? And his girlfriend, you know, I mean, when you make statements like, oh, he's got really, really big feet and hairy hands and wink, wink. And oh, it looks like his toe got stepped on. I laugh. It's all comical to me. Oh, no, we might not win a Super Bowl. End of the world stuff there, right?
I
hope the Packers win. I really do. But you know, if the guy's going to keep coming out and making statements in the public about just ignorant stuff that he has absolutely no clue about, just like Djokovic, right? Djokovic, no, you're a joke, dude. And then your mommy's calling and saying, oh, he's being held like a prisoner. Well, look, nobody else in the country can do what he's planning on doing. And if they let him do it, I hope he falls flat on his face. I do. I don't want people to get COVID and die. I just had a friend from high school die, 57 years old on Monday, from COVID. And the funniest guy, I mean, wasn't like we stayed close over the years, but I saw him here and there, and I know his family well, and it's just heartbreaking. It really is. Three daughters, grandchildren, mom and dad, two brothers. They already lost a younger brother in a car accident. I mean, how can you not feel bad for that guy and his family? And I know he didn't look at politics the same way I do. He probably supported Trump, right? Didn't get vaccinated because Trump told him not to. Now Trump says he's getting a booster, and they boo him, man. Trump's like, yikes. He's done, man. Quit talking about Trump. He's toast. Let's just get him in jail. Let's get them all in jail.
But Aaron Rodgers did not confirmed that he would sit out the Super Bowl.
No, he's threatening. That's what I said.